Case number 9860, Dale and Laura Collins, north of Road 368, 850 feet east of Road 365. A special use exception to expand an existing daycare center. Before we start, gentlemen, just so you have this, can consider this, I do have a letter here from the Department of Engineering that is said that their septic system will accept all this, and they can have tending adults, and I don't see a problem with it serving this load. This assumes that the operations are planned for a maximum of 6 days per week, and that's signed by Brian H. Jefferson, P.E.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good evening.
Ready for us? Well, gentlemen, we're here a decade later. For the record, I'm Dave Weidman of Hudson Jones, Jay Work and Fisher, and I'm pleased to present this application. 10 years ago, some of you were still here on the board, and you heard this application the first time around.
Yep.
I'm pleased to say that of those of you that were here, I think I've aged the least. And I'll say for the record that because Mr. Mills was the one that opposed me the second time around, I think he's aged the most in the last 10 years. And it's nice to see Mr. Ricker here. I don't think he's aged at all.
Well, thank you.
And that's good because they pulled him out of retirement to help steer the county straight. So,
thank you.
In any event, I have submitted a letter into the record, and I won't go over the letter in detail. I would like to have Ms. Collins step up here, though, and put some testimony on the record. I don't anticipate that this will be a contentious application at all. However, I think it's prudent to put some testimony on the record so that we have a foundation for whatever decision you make tonight.
Would you like another witness, Counselor? Is that this gentleman here?
He's going to testify as well after Ms. Collins.
All right, I'll swear you both in at the same time. State your full name and address.
Laura Collins, 33874 Collins Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
David J. Borek, 138 Glade Circle West, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Collins, where do you live?
33874 Collins Road.
And do you have a daycare center on your property now?
Yes, I do.
And what is the name of it?
Cozy Critters Child Care.
And how long has it been there?
Approximately 7 years.
And for the record, I put in my letter that the daycare center had been there 9 years. That's when we first applied, so I'd like to correct that. It has been 7 years since it was constructed. Was the daycare center built in conformity with the drawings that were submitted approximately 8 years ago?
Yes, it was.
And has the daycare center substantially affected adversely your neighborhood in any way?
No, it has not.
And what is it that you're seeking permission from the board to do?
I would like to go from 85 children to 115.
Will the footprint of the building that is on your property now change in any way?
No.
Will an increase of 30 children to be served by the daycare center substantially affect adversely the neighboring or adjacent properties?
No.
And does your daycare have 85 children that it serves now?
Yes, it does.
And why are you seeking to increase the number of children at the daycare center from 85 to 115?
Currently, right now, we're at full capacity and have been since a year after we opened. And we have a waiting list of at least 60 children. And there are several parents that now have older siblings that need aftercare that I don't have room for.
And how long have you been at full capacity with a waiting list of,
at 60, least,
of 60 children?
At least 5 years.
Now, since you opened your daycare center in 2000, how many complaints, either written or oral, have you received from your neighbors?
I have received none.
And have you ever been contacted by a town or county or state, actually there is no county police here, but state or town police officer regarding any complaints?
No.
And since you opened the daycare center in 2000, have there been any automobile accidents on the road in front of your daycare center?
No.
Have there been any complaints to you about traffic?
No.
Have any parents filed any complaints against your daycare center with the State Division of Daycare Licensing?
No.
And since the daycare center was built, have any single-family homes been built on the road in front of your daycare?
There's been at least two.
And have any other daycares opened in the vicinity of your daycare facility?
No.
Do you have a degree?
Yes, I do. I have an associate's in early childhood administration.
And how many years' experience do you have in early childhood education?
16.
Now, if the board grants your request to care for 115 children, do you have the appropriate number of parking spaces?
Yes.
Will you have to increase the number of employees?
No, we won't.
And why not?
I'm already over ratio compared to the state, what they require. I already have the number of employees that I would need.
And do you have enough room for the 30 additional children?
Yes.
Will the operating hours change in any way?
No.
Will additional buses or other vehicles operated by a public operator serve the site?
No.
Do you need any additional approval from the state fire marshal?
No.
And how long have you lived at this location?
20 years.
During that time, has there been any development in the area?
Tremendously in the last 7 years. We've had 18-hole golf course, bear trap that came, Avon, Wedgefield. We have Silverwoods. We have Resort Landing that's coming. And then the most recent that's in the works is the Millville by the Sea that's going to wrap completely around us.
So would it be your testimony that the character of your district has changed substantially since your daycare opened?
Yes.
And is this a petition that you procured with 25 signatures from people who support your proposed increase of 30 children?
Yes, this is parents that I have now that have children enrolled in younger classrooms that need after-school care, or parents that's in kindergarten that their kids will be in after school that I do not have room for, that they're just waiting to be able to have daycare. Mm-hmm. This isn't people that's on the waiting list outside of the parents that's already in the center.
Okay. Can we submit that as an additional
thank you.
Exhibit? And gentlemen, I don't have any further questions of Ms. Collins. I have a couple of brief questions for Mr. Bork, who has prepared a report. So if you have any questions for her, I think feel free to ask now.
Are there any questions to a member of the board for Mrs. Collins? Mr. McKeague?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
You're off the hook.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next will be Mr. Borick.
Good evening.
Sir, excuse me. Would you get him to spell his last name for the record, please?
Yes, B-O-R-E-K.
B-O-R-E-K. Thank you.
Mr. Borick, if you could, please, can you briefly go over your credentials for the board?
I'm a certified, licensed real estate appraiser. Been appraising for approximately 25 years. Been a resident here in Sussex County full-time for 11 years. I hold the MAI designation, which means member of the Appraisal Institute. I specialize in mostly commercial properties now, but I've, throughout my experience, you start by doing residentials and you graduate into the more difficult, complex properties. Do a lot of work for Del Dot and their right-of-way acquisitions, and I got a pretty good feel for quite a few of the areas in Sussex County.
And do you recall almost a decade ago preparing a report for Ms. Collins for the board?
I do. That was an interesting assignment. That's when Ms. Collins wanted to originally get her daycare constructed. And she was meeting with a lot of opposition, and the claim was that it would have an adverse effect on the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm. And what was your finding then?
There was really no evidence that I could find out of the market, nor could I find any kind of published data at the time, even through the resources of the Appraisal Institute, through their research library, searching on the internet. There's always that perception, and it's always a concern that daycare facilities will create noise and create additional traffic and they will affect property values, but there really has been no empirical evidence that suggests that that really has ever happened.
Mm-hmm. And have I asked you to prepare a report to determine whether or not, in your professional opinion, the proposed increase from 85 to 115 children would have any effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Yes, you did.
And is this a copy of the report?
Yes.
Can I hand these up, please?
Thank you.
And what was the result of your investigation as to whether or not Ms. Collins' proposed increase in the number of children from 85 to 115 in terms of its effect on neighboring adjacent properties?
Well, in my opinion, it would not have any kind of negative effect on surrounding properties. The data, of course, here we are 8 or 9 years later, and you Google the internet, and back then, you know, you were only getting hundreds of hits. Now there are thousands of articles regarding daycare and property value influences. But as you go through them and glean through them, they do not. Most of them that claim they're negative are dealing with panels like yours. Most of the articles on the internet are either official minutes from planning and zoning meetings or decisions made by governmental agencies, and they go through the same routine where someone wants to build a daycare or somebody wants to expand a daycare, and the natural first concern is property values, increased traffic, and noise. But as you continue going through all these, that all gets dismissed. Property value issue has never been proven that it does have any kind of negative effect, and mostly all times these daycares get approved.
In this case, were you able to assess whether or not in this area there was a positive or negative effect on property values over the past 7 years?
That area where this daycare is, of course, you've heard Ms. Collins talk about the tremendous growth, Bear Trap Dunes. Of course, you've got the towns of Millville and Ocean View expanding their infrastructure. You've got Del Dot projects that have both Route 26 mainline and side roads all around there slated for upgrading and improvement. That Millville by the Sea is 3,000 housing units that is basically, as you look out your back window now, you can see the mounds of dirt. They've broken ground on that already. Now, interestingly, when you research daycares, and if you plug in the positive aspects about them, positive influences on value, that's where you get it. You get it from developers or home sale marketers, because being able to live in an area that is close and convenient to a good daycare facility is considered a positive value influence. It's a convenience to people who live there. And Millville by the Sea, for instance, in their expansive community center that they're going to have, they are going to have a daycare facility in there that will be available, but only to anybody who buys property in there.
And what has happened to property values in the immediate vicinity of Ms. Collins' daycare center in the last 7 years?
Well, countywide, the average appreciation in the past 7 years, if I could just reference my notes for a second. That's found on page 3 of the report. Countywide, the average sale price is $378,698 in 2006. That's up 17.46% a year on average since 2000, since you opened your daycare. Now, when you get into Baltimore 100, which is where the daycare facility is, the average price there is $390,891. So that area is actually, the average price there is actually higher than the average countywide. But the appreciation in Baltimore 100 has been like 29.36% a year on average. So, I mean, it's like 1.67 times the appreciation. So obviously something's going on around there. People like the area. They're moving in, and they're paying high prices, and the prices are escalating beyond the average county.
So, in conclusion, in your opinion, would the increase in the number of children for this daycare center from 85 to 115, not only would it substantially adversely affect any of the neighboring and adjacent properties, but would it affect any of the neighboring or adjacent properties at all? Not even substantially, but at all.
I don't see how, but we do have to recognize that, 30 more kids could mean possibly 60 more vehicle trips a day, assuming every child gets dropped off by one car. But the traffic level on that road has only increased by about 70 or 80. That is on page 2 of the report. Back in 1994, Del Dot's average daily traffic count was 218 vehicles, and the most recent survey that they took which showed 288 vehicles. So we're only talking like 70 vehicles, and even if you say those 70 vehicles are totally attributed to the daycare, which is it's not fair to say that. So another 60 trips max. I don't see how that does anything at all to affect anything.
That's all I have, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Bork. If you have any questions of Mr. Bork, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions from members of the board, Mr. Bork?
No, sir.
I have a question. You're maxed out at 115 with your septic. Okay. They would be maxed out at 115. If they want to go any further now, just for the record, that when they appear again, they would have to go and redo exactly, but they've gotten permission to go with 115 right now and the 10 attendants.
I just might make one more comment. That the facility was originally designed
for the 115.
For the 115, and yes. You know, because of the initial opposition, you know, the concession was made to go down to 85. Mm-hmm. So for 7 or 8 years now, you know, she's been operating at less than capacity, and to allow her to operate the facility at capacity, it lets her enjoy the efficiency of the physical plant of the property. So all these years she's been at a disadvantage.
How's it doing?
That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Hudson? Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Get the record if you want. Is there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move. We approve case number 9860, as I think it the variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property, and I don't believe it will affect the general essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9860. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Thank you. But